Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Allegations mount against Emmy Award winner Timothy Busfield, the spouse of Little House on the Prairie star Melissa Gilbert. His lawyer, trying to deflect, says the West Wing actor passed a voluntary independent polygraph test, denying all claims. Crime Stories' Nicole Parton explains.
Nancy Busfield was ordered held without bond at his first court appearance on Wednesday, a day after he turned himself in to face charges stemming from allegations that he inappropriately touched a minor on the set of a TV series he was directing in New Mexico. This as new details emerge about a separate misconduct allegation against him. In the 7-page filing, New Mexico prosecutors said law enforcement officers received a report Thursday from the alleged victim's father, who said Busfield kissed his 16-year-old daughter and inappropriately touched her, quote, several years ago. But Melissa Gilbert is standing resolutely by her husband, Timothy Busfield, as he confronts these serious sexual abuse allegations. The 61-year-old actress, known for her role in Little House on the Prairie, has been named as a potential witness for Busfield's defense in a court document filed on Friday. The filing contains Busfield's response to the state's request for pretrial detention, listing 13 people, including Melissa Gilbert, his wife, who may testify on his behalf. In addition to her potential witness role, Gilbert has written a heartfelt letter to the judge expressing her unwavering support for her husband. This document also includes 75 letters from family and colleagues advocating for Busfield. In her letter, Gilbert described her bond with her husband, recalling their initial meeting in the 1980s and their subsequent reconnection years later. She mentioned that they fell in love in 2012, stating, "Tim Busfield is my love, my rock, my partner in business and life. His joy, humor, and quick wit light up my days. He is the heartbeat of our vibrant and loving extended family." She emphasized Busfield's strong moral character, saying he possesses the most solid moral compass I've ever encountered. His life is dedicated to serving others, and he approaches each day with kindness and compassion. Gilbert also praised her husband's mentorship of her youngest son, Michael, describing his influence as profound. She credited his military experiences for instilling values of honor, integrity, and compassion in him. In closing her letter, Gilbert reflected on the emotional strain of addressing the court, saying, quote, "As he is my protector, I am his, but I cannot protect him now. And I think that more than anything else is what is truly heartbreaking. I'm relying on you to protect him for me." An arrest warrant for the acclaimed director and Emmy-winning actor was issued on January 9. The investigation into the allegations against Busfield began on November 1, 2024, following a report from a physician at the University of New Mexico Hospital regarding suspected sexual abuse of twin boys who were child actors and worked on set with Busfield.
Nicole, thank you. A preliminary hearing set January 29. More crime and justice news after this.
And to Tennessee, in a shocking incident, a son fatally attacked his mother while she was watching television, killed her cat, and then casually settled down with a drink to watch the rest of the television program she was watching before he headed off to bed. It was September 8, 2023. Deputies from the Blount County Sheriff's Office were alerted to a possible dead body at a residence. Upon arrival, first responders found 63-year-old Kimberly Hayes dead in her home, suffering from multiple stab wounds that indicated foul play. Additionally, investigators found a cat inside the residence that also died after being stabbed. Authorities quickly identified Kimberly's son, Zachary Justin Hayes, 25, as the main suspect in her murder. He was arrested and charged with multiple homicide-related charges, and a recorded pre-booking interview was shown in court on January 30, 2024 to explain his side of the story. He said, in part, "I was not looking forward to it, planning it. I just saw her watching television and decided it's a good night to kill my mother." Hayes told police that he did not have much reason to stab his mother to death, which he did while she was watching television in her living room. Hayes said that after killing his mother, he poured himself a drink and finished watching the television show she had on and went to bed. Kimberly's body was found by a worried coworker who arrived at her home to find the grisly scene after she didn't show up for work. Now, at age 27, Hayes has pleaded guilty to murder in the second degree, abuse of a corpse, aggravated cruelty to animals, and intentional killing of an animal. On January 16, he was sentenced to 37 years in prison.
James Solak makes his dream of traveling across the country on bicycle a reality. His latest cross-country ride from Saginaw, Michigan to Reading, Pennsylvania. He spends the winter exploring Pennsylvania and sets out for Surf City, North Carolina, April 1. April 8, he sends a text to family saying he accidentally left his backpack on the side of the road while changing a tire. When he went back for it, it was gone. His money, ID, and maps were inside. He never makes it to Surf City. His phone stops pinging after the last text from Clarksville, Maryland. James Solak, 59, 5'11", 165 pounds, gray hair, blue eyes, usually with mustache and goatee. He has the name Helen tattooed on his upper left arm. If you have info on James Solak, please call Central Berks, Pennsylvania PD, 610-779-1100. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.